This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Officials and groups in Colorado are preparing for the arrival of refugees from Afghanistan. That includes the International Rescue Committee's Denver office. Here's Executive Director Jennifer Wilson.
We do see that many Afghans come to Colorado. Many have friends and family in the Denver area as well as in Colorado Springs, so we were expecting quite a few coming in.
According to the state's Department of Human Services, from last October to July, Afghan immigrants accounted for more than 40% of Colorado's so-called new arrivals. That includes people who came as refugees and on special immigrant visas, like those given to interpreters who worked with the U.S. military. Masks are now required inside Denver schools and childcare centers. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
Teachers, staffers, students, and anyone else over the age of 2 who enters a school or childcare setting will now have to mask up, according to a new public health order in Denver. Bob McDonald, head of the city's public health department, says the measure will help protect kids who are too young to get vaccinated as they head into the school year. The order applies to public and private schools, although Denver Public Schools already has a mask mandate in place. David Sachs, Denverite.
I-70 through Glenwood Canyon remains closed in both directions after a flash flood warning. A monsoonal storm is moving across parts of the state this afternoon. That could lead to flooding, including in the canyon, which has been hard hit this season with mudslides and debris flows. In Denver, it's 94 degrees. This is CPR News.